Now you will be listening to a program about a specific illness. And this is because you are starting your journey with this condition together with your parents or guardians. If that's not the case, then you're just interested in this and want to know more about it. In this program, you will be listening to a child or a young person telling us about their specific illness, talking about everything they went through since the first day they were diagnosed up until where they are now. You will also listen to the caregiver talking about the experience and the doctor that was treating the child. So sit back, relax and listen to what they have to tell us.
Hello, my name is Kate Webb. I'm a doctor and I'm a pediatric rheumatologist, which is a serious mouthful, but it's a fancy explanation for a doctor who looks after children with arthritis and other problems in their immune system. And we're having a discussion today with two wonderful young people because it's nearly World Lupus Day, which is on the 10th of May 2019, and all over the world people with lupus will be coming together to discuss their disease, to discuss lupus in general, and to really empower the world and increase the knowledge about lupus. So I'd like to start by just kind of talking about lupus a little bit before we take it really to the people that really matter here, which are two young people who have lupus. So lupus really is a disease that affects your immune system. So your immune system, for reasons that we don't quite understand, starts to attack itself. And the thing with lupus is it's a really difficult disease to diagnose. It's called the great mimicker, and there's a reason for that. It's because it seems like a lot of other diseases, and I'd like to hear your experiences of this, guys, but it takes a long time often to get diagnosed with lupus. So if you guys could introduce yourselves, please.
Hi, my name's Mercedes Thomas. I'm 13 and I go to Pinelands Primary School. I like to do hockey and I'm very athletic.
Hi, my name is Matthew Ludovic. I go to cyber school. I am 14 and I like to do art and gaming.
So maybe you guys can just let us know how you came to your lupus diagnosis and how long you've been diagnosed for, just as a background. Matthew, perhaps you'd like to start.
It was September in 2016. And my legs were just sore one day and I couldn't move. And then the next day we went to a doctor and then they said that we must go to Kruiserskeer. So we went there and they were testing for arthritis originally. But then my mom said they must test for lupus as well. So then we went back like two weeks later, I think. And then they said that I had four of the pointers out of five that I had lupus.
And Mercedes?
I was recently diagnosed with lupus in February. I was experiencing a lot of joint pain and hair loss. So my mom took me to the GP one morning and they just gave me a few creams for my rashes that I had on my neck. But the joint pain and the hair loss continued, so we went to the dermatologist and he could see that it was lupus immediately.
Matthew, how did you find it when you were first diagnosed with lupus? Now that it's been a while since you had that diagnosis, what did you understand and how did you feel?
At first I had no idea what lupus was, so like I felt a bit nervous about it. I wasn't exactly scared, I was just a little bit nervous. But then after a while I started to find out what it was.
Okay, and did you find that there was a lot of information that was available to you at the time, or do you think that we could have done better giving you information?
There was quite a bit of information at the time when I got diagnosed.
And where did you find that information?
Doctors told me.
And Mercedes, I suppose you're shorter among the process. You recently diagnosed. How did you find the gathering of information about your diagnosis, and how did you feel at the time?
Well, I Googled a lot of the information and I felt really nervous because I didn't know what lupus was.
And do you think that it was helpful when you Googled it? Did you find loads of information that way?
Yes, I found a lot of helpful information.
Mercedes, have you managed to find any support online or groups or other young people with lupus?
Yes, my mom joined a lupus support group on Facebook.
Okay, fantastic. And is that for mums? Is that for kids?
Or both? For mums.
For mums, okay. A lot of people say that lupus is difficult because it can be almost known as an invisible illness. So one of the things is you can feel real fatigue and you can feel real pain. But to other people, you kind of look like you're okay. What do you think, Mercedes? Have you felt that it's difficult if you don't look unwell?
Yes, I have, because people say you don't look ill, but inside I feel really sick.
And what would you like those people to know?
I would like them to actually like know what lupus is, and I would like to help them understand better.
And Matthew, have you had any experiences like that?
No, not so far. I have not had any of those type of experiences where people say that you don't look ill. And
so, Mercedes, if you were trying to explain lupus, here's a good exam question for you. Let's say, for example, you met a new friend at athletics and you wanted to say to them, I've got lupus and I'm feeling a bit tired today. What would you say?
I would tell them that it's an autoimmune disease and your immune system attacks your body inside and it affects your joints and you feel you have headaches often and you feel nauseous often.
Matthew, how have you felt with lupus?
It was very much like that, how Mercedes described it. But over the few past months, it has been getting a lot better and I haven't been feeling any of the symptoms recently.
That's the end of part one of a three-part series. We still have two parts left, so get up, stretch a bit, and go fetch you a cup of warm coffee. And when you're back, you can press play. Welcome back. We will continue with this program. Here is part two.
Which medications are you on? Which ones do you love and which ones do you hate? Mercedes, I know that you love and hate some.
I have a lot of medication. I really don't like the prednisone or the vitamin D tablets that I have to take. I don't really like any of the tablets.
That's fair enough.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. And what? How does the prednisone make you feel?
I don't like the way it tastes, but it makes me feel nauseous and dizzy.
Do you have the same experience with prednisone, Matthew?
No, not at all.
Have you had prednisone previously?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think it gets easier as you go on in the course that you get more used to the medication?
Yeah, it does get easier as you go on.
I think it's always tougher in the beginning, and hopefully the medication gets easier to take. So one of the things that I wanted to talk to you guys is chloroquine. Do you both take chloroquine?
Yes, I do.
So most patients with lupus will take chloroquine. It's kind of the most important lupus medication, and it's anti-malarial medication. I've just seen Mercedes' mom whisper plasmaquine to her, so that's another name for it. And we really reiterate that that's a really important thing to take. And we know that it makes a huge difference in the long term to patients with lupus. So what do you guys feel like you would say to people who are just diagnosed with lupus and wanted to explain to their families or explain to their families what they needed from them? As young people, what did you find that was important that you got from your families when you were diagnosed?
So for people that just get diagnosed, your family should give you lots of support. And if when you need space, give you a little bit of space. And the more time you have lupus, the easier it'll get.
It's very important that we have two patients here, one who's recently diagnosed, and Matthew, as you say, you're a bit further along. And it's quite nice to be able to give that reassurance to families who are just going through that diagnosis in the first time, that it does get easier. And Mercedes, I see on your shirt, what does it say?
It says giving up is not an option.
That's an awesome shirt. And it's purple, which is the color of lupus. And do you guys know what the lupus logo is?
It's a butterfly.
So what's the rash that you get with lupus? Do you know?
It's a butterfly rash.
It's a butterfly rash. Okay, so that's the rash that you have on your nose and over your cheeks, and it's in the shape of a butterfly. That's why the butterfly is the international symbol for lupus. Lupus, we know, affects people who are going through puberty more commonly, especially juvenile lupus, which is what children get. And so a lot of our patients with lupus are teenagers. Is there anything that as a teenager you can't do because of your disease?
It depends on how I'm feeling that day. So if my bones are achy or not, then I can't do it. And
And what are the kind of things that you can't do? Is it like sports or...?
Yeah, I can't do most sports.
All right, and gaming, does it affect that?
Not a lot. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
His mother's not shaking her head behind you. I assume gaming is still allowed.
Yes.
And Mercedes, is there anything that you used to do that you can't do now?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I miss doing. I used to do hockey and dancing, and I used to be really athletic, but now I can't be in the sun, so that's how it's been affected.
Do you both wear sun cream every day? Maybe you can talk about that and how it's like to be out of the sun.
I only wear sun cream when I go outside. I spend most of my time indoors.
Yeah, I have to wear sun cream. It's really hard not being outside because I used to love being outside. I was a really athletic person, so I enjoyed being in the sun. But
Have you had many side effects from your treatments?
In the beginning, I had like migraines and I wasn't very hungry. But then over time, I just became like a little bit more hungry and stuff like that.
And Mercedes, is there any question that you wish that we knew the answer to better?
I'm taking a lot of pain medication, but it's not working.
Okay. So that's something that's for sure, is doctors don't know very well how to manage the pain associated with lupus. And there's a lot of research going on about that. Mercedes, what types of operations have you had? And maybe you could talk about how those went and how you felt.
I've had 3 skin biopsies, one on my nose, on my neck, and one on my head. And I had a renal biopsy. I experienced a lot of pain when I had the renal biopsy because I had internal bleeding and it was really painful. My back was really sore and I was in a lot of pain from it.
Okay, so a renal biopsy is when we have to check if there's any lupus in your kidney. And what we do is put you asleep and then they take a small piece of your kidney with a needle and we look at that under a microscope. And it can be a bit painful when you wake up, like Mercedes said. And there's also a risk of bleeding when you wake up. And biopsies really just mean that you're taking a little bit of something to look at it under a microscope somewhere. Have you had any biopsies that you remember?
No, I have not had any biopsies.
You just listened to part 2, but there's still one more part to go, so take another break, and when you come back, you can listen to the final part.
All right, so I wanted to ask you guys how you found communicating with your peers about lupus, and whether you feel that your friends are able to understand when you tell them about your diagnosis, and how you find explaining to them. What do you think, Matthew?
At first, it was like, for each class that I had to move to, it was like some people didn't understand it, but the teachers understood it immediately, what it was, and I had to explain to the students each time, every single year, what it was.
And do you think that your friends are supportive and understanding in what you sometimes have to go through, or if you're feeling unwell?
They were very supportive of me.
Okay, and how have you found them, Sadie?
None of my friends really understood. They didn't know what lupus was, and I had to explain to them a lot about what it was. And I've had a lot of support from them.
Okay, that's great to hear. We really feel like we need to make it easier for young people to talk to their friends about this. So we need to develop things like pamphlets and stuff that you guys can give to your teachers and direct them to websites so that people understand. So I wanted to know if you guys knew any celebrities with lupus.
Selena Gomez has lupus, I think.
Yeah, you're right. No, Selena Gomez was diagnosed with lupus and famously had a kidney transplant in, I think, 2017 and made lupus one of the most Googled health disorders in 2017. So you guys need to know that you're not alone and loads of young people get lupus. You were mentioning another celebrity, Mercedes.
I know of Toni Braxton who has lupus.
Okay. So it's definitely not as rare as everyone thinks, but the sad part is that people like you guys don't meet each other, so sometimes you don't know another young person with lupus, and we need to do better to get you all together and figure these things out together.
I think it would be really nice to know that you have support from other people who have lupus, and you can talk to them and they will understand because they're going through the same thing.
What are your fears for the future as a young person with lupus? If you could say something that worries you, or something that you've thought about as a young person with lupus, if you would like to share with us.
I don't think anything's worried me about the future.
Okay, so you're positive. That's good.
Yes, I'm very positive.
And Mercedes?
I just hope in the future that I can start my sports again and I'll feel better, that I won't be in so much pain as I am in now.
Where do you see yourselves in 5 years' time, Matthew? What would you say?
Probably studying art, I think. Like, doing art for a living and stuff like that.
Where do you see yourselves in terms of your lupus?
I hope it's improved in the future and that they would have developed a cure by then.
I'll hopefully be in matric then. And once I'm done studying, I would like to become a veterinarian because I love animals. And I hope the researchers will find a cure for lupus.
Lastly, what words of advice would you have for other children and their families who have lupus or may be diagnosed with lupus?
I'd say just stay positive and don't worry about any of the bad things that might happen.
I also think that they should stay positive and they mustn't give up or lose faith. And I think the family should try to understand and support them and give them love.
I want to just extend a huge thank you. It's been really an honor to interview two such wonderful young people who are going through this journey. You're real lupus warriors. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking your time out to listen to this program. This was put together by RX Radio, a radio station by and for children, situated at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital. Please visit our website www.rxradio.co.za for more amazing programming. Enjoy the rest of your day. Welcome back. We will continue with this program. Here is part 3.